More chant hymns for Holy Thursday here on our 124th episode of Christos Vincit Anywhere. Right now! It's time for Christos Vincit Anywhere Special Edition! And now, a man who finishes his unfinished business and keeps on finishing. Here's Brian Michael Page. Hello and welcome, Eko Sumbriani, Smika Elis Pagina, and welcome to our special edition 124th episode of Christos Vincit Anywhere. On today's special midweek edition of CVA, we are going to finish our journey of Holy Thursday. But first, let's say hi to Papa Joe and Frank and see what's going on out in the West Coast. I understand they've met a little visitor. Today on Liturgy 911, Papa Joe Rotzi and Frank A. Rimes are in Anaheim, California, receiving numerous complaints of stolen musical instruments, namely guitars.
Wow. That's the 14th guitar reported stolen today.
Let's see. That's 5 Fenders, 6 Yamahas, 2 Epiphones, and a 12-string. Yep, that's 14, all right.
The thing that gets me is, who would want to steal bottom-of-the-line acoustic guitars?
I don't know, but...
Hey, Papa Joe and Frank!
Seamus? Seamus O'Reilly? Is that really you?
In the flesh, or lack thereof.
Wow, I've been wanting to meet you for quite some time. Can I have your autograph?
Sure, on one condition.
What's that?
Not a word to Brian Michael Page.
Okay, but what brings you way down here, 2,000 miles away from home?
They looted Guitar Center.
What?
Yeah, they looted the Guitar Center.
Who?
Lutergeists. They've been snatching every guitar possible for some religious edumacation conference thingy.
Well, come along with us, Seamus, and you can help us point them out, okay?
Okay.
Minutes later, at Guitar Center.
Wow! This place would look better hit by a 7.5 earthquake.
I know. Well, here's what's missing. I have the inventory printout right here. We have 12 more acoustic guitars gone, 5 electric bass guitars, 7 synthesizers, and 27 amplifiers of varying shape and size.
Those litter guys sure know how to entertain, don't they?
Yeah, but you know what?
What's that, Frank?
I just realized something. Of course, we all know that the Religious Edumacation Congress loves to use that kind of garbage music for their masses, right?
Yeah.
But I don't think they'd steal the instruments, do you?
Actually, no. But I think I know what's going on. Let's go.
Meanwhile, in front of the site of the Religious Edumacation Congress...
What the...
Hey, why are the litter guys burning everything they stole?
Seamus, the litter guys aren't out here. They're inside. These people out here are protesting the bad liturgies that are going on inside. So, what these guys did is they started a bonfire, and they're burning all the guitars and stuff they stole.
Hey, this place looks like that 1978 disco demolition night at Comiskey Park.
Hey, I was there. I couldn't wait to burn that copy of I Will Survive to bits.
Me too. I bought YMCA and in the Navy, or as I call them, SPCA and in the gravy.
Well, I can see the reasoning behind all the guitar thefts anyways. Not that stealing is justified. It's not, okay? But let me get their attention. Attention, please. People, please, don't burn the guitars. There are lots of good uses for them outside of mass, like dances, rock concerts, toga parties, and flower reunions. What you need to burn is glory and praise and gather hymnals. Once you get those hymnals and burn them, you've eliminated a lot of bad songs for the folks inside to use.
Think they'll listen?
I don't know. Only time will tell.
Christos Vincit.
Ready, music, and fun. That's us.
And now, a liturgical tip from Joey the Germ.
The chalices containing the most precious blood should be made of the finest metals. Kool-Aid pitchers, restaurant-quality wine pitchers, milk jugs, and cardboard boxes are not allowed. If you see anything but the finest metals, by all means, spread the germ around. And slap them with a sacramentum caritatis, too.
On last Monday's show, we covered the chants for the washing of feet and the offertory for the Holy Thursday Mass, or Maundy Thursday, using the traditional words. Maundy, I remind you, comes from the Latin word mandatum, meaning commandment. Now today, we're going to finish off the Holy Thursday Mass with the communion and the solemn transferal of the Holy Eucharist. Now first, let's chant the proper for communion. The communion from the Graduale Romanum is Hoc corpus quo pro vobis tradetur, hic calix novi testamenti, est in meo sanguine dici Dominus. Hoc facite quodiescum quae sumitis in meum commemorationem. This is my body, which is given up for you. This is the chalice of the new covenant in my blood, says the Lord. Each time you partake thereof, do it in memory of me. The words of the Lord at his Last Supper. We hear those words every time we go to Holy Mass, matter of fact. Now, here's the chant version of it. There you have Hoc Corpus. Now the chances are very good that after chanting the Hoc Corpus for communion, you're still going to have plenty of time to kill. Now what a better way to complete the communion procession but with a setting of Ave Verum Corpus, a beautiful hymn written by Pope Innocent VI. The translation, Hail, very body, born of the Virgin Mary. Truly he suffered, died on the cross for mankind, from whose pierced side flowed water and blood. Be for us a foretaste of death in that last hour. O Jesus, gentle, O Jesus, holy, O Jesus, Son of Mary. Now, the most popular setting is one by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, and rightly so. It's a very beautiful setting. A more modern yet still very beautiful setting is one by Colin Mawby. You often hear this setting at the Cathedral of the Madeleine in Salt Lake City, where they have the Madeleine Choir School. But what if you don't have a choir to sing such beautiful settings as these? Thankfully, there's also the chant setting, Mode 6, and I will sing that for you right now.
Yeah.
Incidentally, Alexander Pelequin wrote two pieces incorporating that same exact Ave Verum you just heard. An earlier setting that Pelequin wrote was believed to be commissioned for Blessed Sacrament Church in Providence, Rhode Island back in the 50s. I can't remember whether or not, however, it was actually published. I think it just went unpublished. It is, however, available on the CD Radiating Christ, published by GIA Publications. A newer piece, called In Memory of You, also published by GIA, utilizes the chant Ave Verum as well. I'm going to leave a link in the show notes for both of those pieces. Finally, the Mass concludes, not with the customary Ite Missa Est Deo Gratias, but with the solemn transferal of the Holy Eucharist to a place of reposition. The hymn is already given to us, Pange Lingua Gloriosi, one of several Eucharistic hymns written by St. Thomas Aquinas. You can find a translation to this hymn in just about any hymnal or missalette. The most accurate translation, if you really have to use the English, would be Sing My Tongue the Savior's Glory by Edward Caswall, which you can find in Today's Missal, Oregon Catholic Press, or Worship 2 from 1975 by GIA. The first four verses are sung and repeated as necessary while in procession. The last two verses, which we all know, the Tantum Ergo, is sung once the Holy Eucharist has reached the place of reposition. Here is the Pange Lingua Gloriosi in its entirety.
Pange Lingua Gloriosi,
Sacramentum, venere
On our next episode, we'll start covering Good Friday. And now let's welcome our musical guest, Jeffrey Hall. There you go, you just heard Jeffrey Hall playing Contrapuntos Duo from The Art of Fugue by Johann Sebastian Bach, BWV 1080. Though similar to Contrapuntos Uno, which we played for you on our last show, Contrapuntos Duo uses a dotted rhythm instead. Check that out, and many other great works from the digital master himself, Jeffrey Hall, at flagmusic.com.
Don't do this at church.
Good morning. Our gathering song is...
Ego sum Brianis Michaelis Pagina, et hoc vebo ascripto. I'm Brian Michael Page, and I approve this message. Super Tuesday may be done and over with, but over here at Christos Vintage Anywhere, the campaigning doesn't stop there. We need your votes at Podcast Alley. We need your digs. We need your feedback. Visit us at the Crystals Vintage Anywhere interactive corner on our main page at crystalsvintage.com for all of those. Also, don't forget to cast your vote in the 2008 Bloggers Choice Awards for Crystals Vintage Anywhere for Best Podcast and Crystals Vintage the Blog for Best Religion Blog. And finally, it's voting time at the Catholic Blog Awards. If you like Crystals Vintage the Blog just as much as you like Crystals Vintage Anywhere the Podcast, then feel free to head on to the Catholic Blog Awards and vote for us. Voting will begin on March 3rd and end on March 17th. Links for all of these will appear in our show notes, and I thank you for your support. Guess what? Crystals Vintage has gone Facebook. We welcome any and all listeners of Crystals Vintage Anywhere, as well as readers of Crystals Vintage the Blog, and viewers of Crystals Vintage TV, to come on down to our Facebook account if you haven't done so already. Let me know who you are, and I'll be more than happy to add you as a friend. And guess what, too? It's another place where you can add feedback or simply shoot the breeze. We're going to leave a link in the show notes for my Facebook entry. And also, we're going to add it to the Crystals Vintage Anywhere interactive corner. Come on down and join us at Facebook. I want to thank you for joining me today in this special episode. Tune in again for another hair-raising episode of Crystals Vintage Anywhere, where we will explore some more Holy Week chants. The next cast will be full-featured. I'm Brian Michael Page. Pox.
Uno, duo, tres, cuatro.
Anywhere.
Crystals Vintage Anywhere is a member of Disciples with Microphones, The B Team, Ratzinger's Rottweilers, and the Crystals Vintage Network. Krakowska Kielbasa, the official deli meat of Crystals Vintage Anywhere and Crystals Vintage TV.
Made on a crappy PC.